I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Net positive, baby. What's going on? What's the date?
29.
Oh, we March 29th.
Yeah.
You're the Lord, man. Good to see you, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are
you? Whole squad is here. Kathleen's back.
We're packed.
When did Kathleen leave the show?
When did you move? June last year?
June. She was here
like when we just started. Yeah.
Keely's here. Andrew's here. Alex Lagos and your host, John Crist, baby. Mm-hmm. Off the top, I guess, it's a dark day in Nashville, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's we always talk on this podcast. I thought maybe there was a school shooting yesterday in Nashville, and I thought, I was kind of in the middle of that. Two of my best friends and their kids go to school there.
Wow.
So I always go back and forth on talking about something like this, you know what I'm saying? Because we have a podcast and we talk about the things that happen during the week and what happened in our lives and the news. And then, I never want to get into the position where it looks like I'm exploiting, obviously, someone's sadness for views or anything like that. But we do this podcast every week and we discuss what's going on. And I think what's happened with this podcast and what's been unique to me and amazing, it's the same thing, honestly, as happens at my live shows is this group of people somehow find a place of community.
Mm-hmm.
And as we read the emails every week, we see that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to have, I mean, I feel like with all the inside jokes we kind of have here in the staff and the studio and the content, that people feel like, hey, I listen to this every week when I am, you know, on a walk or on a run or watching my kids or when my kids are down for a nap or whatever. And it does give people a sense of belonging, I would say.
Yeah.
And a part of a group and a part of a bigger community. And I know that because I feel the same about other things, that there's other podcasts that I feel like that I listen to, as well as communities that I'm a part of, whether it be the Nashville community, sports community, Sanford, where I graduated from, that community, my high school, my childhood home. There's a lot of communities that I'm a part of. And I feel like maybe not having the podcast this week would be, I don't know, isn't there a Bible verse about like, what are you about to look up?
Whatever you're about to say. I was just getting ready to type. I was just going to Google whatever you're about to say because I'm not going to know the answer.
Well, isn't there a Bible verse about like shouldering people's burdens or something like that? There's got a Bible verse. Maybe go to...
Here you go. Galatians 6, 2 through 4.
Yeah.
Shoulder each other's burdens and then you will live as the law of the anointed teaches us. Do not take this opportunity to think you're better than those who slip because you aren't.
Yeah.
Then you become the fool and deceive even yourself. Examine your own work so that if you are proud, it will be because of your own accomplishments and not someone else's.
Yeah. And look up mourn with those who mourn. I want to say it's the Beatitudes. That's going to be a deep cut in the Bible. Maybe something like that. Yeah, there it is.
Rejoice
Romans 12, with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And I think, Romans 12, 5.
15.
12. I'm anorexic. I get the number switched up.
It happens. Nice.
Really, guys? Nice. No, okay. Yeah. I think it's the first time Keely's ever laughed. Really?
That's the one.
That's the episode first time 48. Keely has ever laughed. I did that joke in my live show, actually, sometimes. But I mean, not the... Wow. Dude, this is going to be a range of emotions. On yeah. Today.
Roller coaster.
Wow, dude. It is. I mean... All right. This is the second mass shooting that I've been a part of.
What was the first
one at New Life Church in Colorado Springs. Mm. I want to say that was in 2012, maybe. That was the church I went to. Mm-hmm. What year was it? Gina Somm. Yep, that was the girl. 2007. No, that can't be right now. Yeah, 2007?
That's what it's saying, yeah.
All right, yeah. I was way off. I can't be in 2007. Was it? Oh, I went there in 2006. Yeah, I went to. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Wow. I was at church, and I had just left church, and a bunch of people called me, and there was like, there's a shooter at the church, and I immediately turned around and went back, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I don't know if everybody would have that inclination, but my buddy called me and he goes, there's an active shooter at Covenant School. And I was in bed. I was texting and stuff in bed. I got up, grabbed my gun and went to it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I figured nothing, obviously, but I was prepared to, I don't know, put myself in harm's way for that. Those are the kids. I go to those kids' soccer games. I've been on vacations with those kids, and it's like, dude, no question.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys would probably do the same for your wife, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you go, no question. Mm-hmm. And it was, we all went to this church, and it was a bunch of parents trying to figure out if their kids were alive, and it was just an unimaginable scene, dude. Really an unimaginable scene. And I we were there all day, and people were, you know, kind of, they would call people's names and they would go be reunited with their kids, and you don't know the level of trauma that is, you know, a kid's alive. But I think about that in the movies a lot now, because what we know about mental health, mm-hmm. you know, like Taken.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah, she's back. Yeah. Have you ever thought that?
No, I haven't. But I love
think
it.
That all the time.
Yeah,
I go, well, yeah, this kid just murdered. Just witnessed 97. Like, yeah, they're home and they're like swinging on the swing set, but your marriage is never going to be the same.
She's not okay.
No, dude.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah. You're like, oh, now she's just like riding a horse in the pasture and it's great. I go, dude, you have no idea the road ahead.
You could do that, you know? Sketch of like all those people who are traumatized after the movie ends. Like they all go to a group. Oh,
the part three.
Yeah,
part two is not the reckoning.
No,
part two is in therapy.
Yes,
yeah,
for a long time.
For a long time. Like some of those. Yeah, I guess. Well, you said I was asking y'all before with the rise and like mental health and not rise in mental health, but the we just know a lot more.
Yeah, the rise in understanding of it.
Yeah. So you watch a movie differently. Mm. You know, you go, man, my goodness, if you witnessed that.
Yeah.
Even something as like something like The Matrix or something like that, where it doesn't seem like those are real people or what. I don't know what. Yeah, but you go, it doesn't really connect. But I go, yeah, Dude, if you survived the Titanic.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
No.
Could you imagine the type of like, and there wasn't even like therapists back then. Mm-mm. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Was there?
If there was, it was shameful to go see them.
Yeah, you wouldn't go see a therapist. They wouldn't tell you to do that. Yeah. And that, I mean, yeah, I guess I don't want to talk too much about it except that we mourn with those who mourn.
Yeah.
And we're sad. I'm sad with them. My buddy texted me today and he goes, I am a part of it, but there's other people that are way closer. And if, like, I'm don't like,
you're not making it about you.
That's no,
not,
I know. Yeah. I don't want to make it about me. Yeah. But he goes, how are you? I guess it's a dark day, man.
Yeah.
It's a dark day. And I think we would be, I've done this in my career sometimes where we're at the bottom, right? Whether it's, I mean, we've been there, a couple times, and I go, the celebrations at the top are so much sweeter, man. Mm-hmm. When we are all also here together at the bottom, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when those kids graduate high school, or when they win their games, or we celebrate their birthdays, they are now so much sweeter. But any relationship that anyone has ever been to, it's good because of the bottom. Mm-hmm. Really, yeah. You don't know that. I mean, there's probably quotes about that. You don't know sweetness if it wasn't for,
yeah,
pain. That, what is that, a Tupac lyric?
All the cliches about you know, there wouldn't be sunshine if there wasn't for rain.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Yeah, yeah, I think that's Tupac 50 Cent. Lyric. Yeah, death wouldn't be easy. Life, I don't know. Well, yeah. 50 Cent is comforting people.
Yeah,
no, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I think, and I've told a lot of people this, when somebody's in, a lot of people don't know what to do, I think, when people are in pain.
Yeah.
When people are, when I was in, not to compare the situations in any way, but when I was in rehab, when I was at the bottom, and I tell this at my show sometimes, I go, all I really wanted to know was that I wasn't alone, mm-hmm. right? That you could, unimaginable pain, that I was not alone. And I would imagine the person on the other side of that yesterday that committed that crime would, I imagine, felt very, very alone.
Yeah.
Because you can't, I don't think you can, I shouldn't speak on the behalf of that, but loneliness and isolation and depression and loss of purpose in life. I feel like I kind of want to, I was sitting in that parking lot of that church, and a good friend of mine, friend of the podcast, Theo, stopped by. Mm-hmm. And he's like, where are you at, man?
Yeah.
You know, and that's all. And we were just talking about why, and this would be for everybody really, why do you get up and why would you eat a nice breakfast, right? Why would you get some fruit? Why would you go work out? Why would you want to take care of you? Because when me and Theo were talking, and we've both battled depression and mental illness. Why are we getting up? Why are we starting this podcast? Why are we trying to? Because we feel, everybody in this room feels some level of purpose, mm-hmm. right? You mm-hmm. feel. I feel like I have something to give, to offer, to contribute to the world. And the longer I am alive and healthy and active, the longer I can do that, mm-hmm. right? And there's a lot of people that have. We get hundreds of emails. I'm going through depression, and your show helped me. I'm going through a divorce, and your podcast lifts my spirit. So you do, helping other people, right? And we make money, and all the other ancillary benefits of that. But you go, I do have a purpose here, mm-hmm. and I would like to not. I would like to continue to do it, and you the same. You've podcasting and building podcasts and helping people get their voices out, and this helps other people. You've contributed, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it's just strictly money, you go out, earn a paycheck, come home, bring it to your family. They can eat, they can be educated, they can go to school and enjoy it. Everybody has a purpose. And I think when you lose that, then, and I've been there in rehab. I remember being pretty close to the bottom in terms of not wanting to like live anymore. And I remember having a conversation. Well, first of all, my family was like, and again, not to compare the two, not sure. to compare the two, but my family was like, we love you. We love you. We're proud of you. And just encouraged me to stay alive. And so I go, all right, well, at least I thought this to myself, which is a funny thought to have. I go, all right, well, if I can make it to the end of rehab, I can at least play golf. And you're going to laugh at this. I can play golf and eat Chick-fil-A.
Two great things. The little things.
I go, if I can make it through, this is horrific and painful and tragic and embarrassing and all the things, everything that was involved with that. If I can make it out of here, 45 days, if I can make it through here, I go, do I have like a, I don't know why I asked my sister, do I have like a house? Like, do I still have my house? I don't know what they thought the government was going to take. I don't know why. Yeah. I was out of my mind.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I go, do I have a house? They go, what? Yes, dude. Yeah. I go, all right. I go, is my car like, did like the DMV like take? They're like, dude, no. I go, oh, I thought, or like did my dad confiscate? Or like somebody's like, no, you can't. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I was like drinking a bunch back then. And then I was like, well, do I have like money? Do I still? And they're like, yes. I go, oh, all right. So I go, all right. If I can ever work again, if I can ever do comedy again or write a joke or put anything on the internet again, at least I could play, which I wasn't allowed to do in there. I could play golf, which I love to play golf. And I could, after that, I could drive home and eat a Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
And I could do that. So there's some, well, I should get up and complete my assignments, mm-hmm. right? Or, and then I remember about I went to another rehab place. I was in rehab two places and then for about 5 months. And then he goes, well, I just got a call from your agent. And my manager said this at the time. And there's a lot of people that want to book you. I go, wait, what? They're like, yeah, a lot of people want. And so immediately I had, and those are small things at the beginning, and that I had a purpose. That was all. Everything was gone. I'd never do anything again. And then I immediately started, bro. When I heard that I wanted that, people were like, I was like, what? I was starting to get up earlier. I was starting mm-hmm. to do my assignments. I had a little bit more of a hop in my step, yeah. right? All the things. I started to be friendlier with the people around me. Started to be like, oh my goodness, dude. This is the current situation is terrible, but it couldn't be. Mm-hmm. I can see the way forward.
Yeah,
I can. And suicide, I've talked about this before, is the opposite of that.
Yeah,
the current situation is horrific. The current situation is horrific, but the way forward, I can see it. Mm-hmm. I can. It might be tough and it might be challenging, but I can see. And what suicide is the current situation is horrible, and there's no way forward.
Yeah.
And I imagine, I don't know the person on the other side of that weapon. I can't imagine to know, but if you load up your car with guns and you're saying the end.
Yeah.
It's the end. And I move, obviously, and everybody I would imagine in this situation removed from a place of anger to empathy, and you go back and forth, and we're like, my gosh, I can't. I mean, in there yesterday when everybody was finding out of this, I said any response is reasonable. Mm-hmm. Any response that anyone has here is anger, lashing out, wanting to be alone, is fair,
yeah,
and reasonable, man. Fair, a very, very, very dark day, and a dark day for a lot of people going forward for a long time.
Yeah,
and I think about myself sometimes where. It's funny, this podcast is called like a net. It's called a net positive, which we always like, we like randomly kind of named it, but then it always kind of comes back, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
Yeah.
It always kind of be like, oh yeah.
Played out well.
Yeah. And I wonder sometimes if I did a joke about Catholic people, at the show last weekend, mm-hmm. and somebody was just so like enraged, you know, and message. It usually comes in a message, and it's 100% honestly. It usually comes. There's a lot of ways to get to our circle, right? Mm-hmm. You can message. You can email the website. You can email my manager. You can. There's probably info at John Crist on our website, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, post publicly. It always comes in the form of a Facebook message.
Interesting.
And I think maybe that's just the demographic.
Yeah.
That's the way that negativity comes to me.
Through Facebook messages.
Yeah, Facebook messages. They don't really, I feel like Instagram is a little bit more of like a...
It's a happier place.
I mean, maybe, is it?
I think
so. Or it's like, at least there's a little bit more like, you can't have just a nobody, like a avatar.
Right.
Sometimes there is, sure. I suppose, but yeah. It's more of a, oh wait, this you follow who, what? It's more of a, Facebook is just, you're just out there.
Mm-hmm.
And and I wonder... I think I got one. And then the same with, we did a video about a cold plunge last week about making fun of cold plunges, right? And I think, and what is it? We got one more about something. What was it? I don't know. Something. And I go, I wonder I got to be very, very careful with my words mm-hmm. and what I say, right? Because I guess you think like this, but you're like the one person that would like the cold plunge. What if the guy like lives for like cold plunges?
Like that's his purpose.
And that, yeah. And it is. And that's a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
And I know if you are like, that makes you feel like it helps with anxiety and depression. I think there, I mean,
sure.
I still make fun of them, but like.
I think both things are fair though.
Yeah.
Like, you and go. Because there's things that you feel are part of your purpose that mm-hmm. if somebody was to make fun of you.
Yes.
For that, you'd probably be like, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
There is humor in that. You know what I mean? Like,
and it is.
But I see what you're saying.
I am a part of, I go, somebody that was like, they were very passionate about it, right? But I make fun of everything.
Right.
And we make fun of everything in here. But you hope that there's no way to be a comedian. You hope like there's 2,500 people in here dying laughing and one person gets up and walks out.
Mm-hmm.
I wear that
mm-hmm.
less heavy than I used to, but I still like, man, those people were coming out here to have fun and I, whatever, touched on something that was too much, right? And they, but the cold, you think about a guy that's like obsessed with cold plunges, he's like the cold plunge guy. And my video is in essence shaming him.
Mm-hmm.
And does that, I hope everyone has a good, it's like on the net, is it a positive, right?
Yep.
So if there's something like all the things we talk about here,
mm-hmm.
it helps people because you can tell by the ratings, they're going up and people are like, hey, we love this. The world is heavy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have helped,
mm-hmm.
I think. And that's what I'm saying. Like on the net, I think, I mean, that it's a positive.
Yeah.
But you look at, well, am I on the side? We've talked about this before on the pod, that I am on the side of good,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That the ice bucket people or ice bath people are nuts and they've taken it too far. I'm on the good guy side. But people would also say that I'm on the bad side, right? Because this is, and like yesterday, all the news was out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there all day talking to the news, people don't understand, everyone all over the world and the country is watching the news to see what happened in there, what was going on. And they asked me to speak about what I saw in there. And I did, right? I was on the news and people were like, oh, like, no, and one person said this on Twitter, like, John is taking advantage of, I go, so... Yeah. Oh, I was thinking I'm on the good side, right? Mm-hmm. But then this person says, oh, John's on the bad side.
Mm-hmm.
And every decision I've ever made is we feel like we are on the good guy side.
Right.
And I guess it's just like, well, it, just, I guess be open to the fact that you have, in essence, we've helped a lot of people by this podcast, but that it also could be harmful.
Yeah.
And but that's an impossible line to walk.
And I think that's where I was just going to go with it. Is like, I think what you're saying is like that is human condition at the end of the day. Is like, I don't know where your head is. We show up here and do this every week. Yeah, and like, we talk a little bit throughout the week.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know genuinely what happens in your brain and vice versa for myself to you. Like, you just don't know. And so you do your best.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who's in what position and who's going to take what way. Yeah. But I think that's like a resolution that I think you have to come to.
Yep.
Is like, try to default to what would be deemed good or I don't know.
And not if somebody says, Hey, John, the Catholic joke is so in jest that it's, but if you go, hey, if somebody comes to me and said, hey, that joke hurt I loved you as a comic and that joke hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I don't want to say the joke, but I should be like, I see that.
Yeah.
I'm not putting you out. I'm not putting you, you're not crazy. You're not just stuck up. Like you're, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish we could have done. There's no way that you could barricade everybody from every offensive joke ever. And I'm like literally the cleanest comedian on earth,
mm-hmm.
but it still happens.
Yeah.
And I think
that's where you need, that's where there has to be room for understanding.
Yeah. And we've done it in here a million times where you go, hey, look at a joke or an article or something in between us three. We go, that's freaking hilarious. Mm-hmm. But I go, maybe not for the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Maybe not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we don't bat 1,000. No comedian does.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think where my last thought on the we got a lot of great things in the show, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the...
Yeah, it's not all this. Like, we're gonna we just wanted to start here because this is important, obviously.
Yeah, I think the rise can you look up this thing called the Cartman Triangle? If you're like know anything about like therapy or like recovery, that's gonna make sense to you. All right, there it is. Click on that. They're all the same. What is it? Go to that. I mean, maybe it's down there. Is it? There it is. Okay. In every type of like situation, somebody takes on three roles, right? So they're the one. They're,
three roles or one of three roles?
One of three roles. Okay. Yeah. And it's, let's say in an argument with
we'll put this on the screen so people can see it.
Maybe not this one, but let's find a better one. Yeah. There's the persecutor, or what you call like the prosecutor, that the guy is that this, I am right. This needs to be punished, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the rescuer. In this mode, a person doesn't value other people's capacity to help themselves, to save. And then there's the victim,
mm-hmm.
right? And in what you see today on social media is that the victim mentality is the place of the greatest strength. Mm-hmm. Manipulatively, the greatest strength. If you can make yourself a victim, right? You can now you can do anything, any kind of crime, any kind of selfish. If you can, you first have to make yourself a victim, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you, we've talked about this before. If you go into
because you can justify it,
yes, because you can justify.
You come from a place of
you being you are the victim.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go on the way to work at 6 a.m. you stop at Starbucks and your coffee is wrong, right? And you scream at that girl. And because your coffee is wrong, you first have to get out of your head that girl is in college. That girl woke up at 5 a.m. That girl's making minimum wage. That girl doesn't want to be here either, probably. And it's served hundreds. And you have to get that out.
She also just got yelled at by the last person that was
Yes,
there.
You have to get that. But you have to make yourself the victim. I come here. I paid $8. I deserve whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And even then you don't get it. You are now the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're like,
And then you can justify that outburst.
Anything. Yep. You could justify anything. And the United States has done that a little bit in wars and conflicts. If we are... We have always been on the side of good. We were talking about, I mean, I don't want to get into this, but in any possible way, we were talking about the other day where like the Middle East, they were like, they're not coming over here.
Yeah.
They're like a third world. But we, again, we had to make ourselves to be like, if we don't, we got to go over. You have to first, the ideology has to first go before any kind of activity does, right? Mm-hmm. Any Christians have done tremendous evil in the name of good, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of you first have to justify that's any war like
the Crusades.
Yeah, Russia versus Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Both are on the side of good to them.
Yeah.
We talk about this, I feel like, all the time.
This is one of our first episodes we got into this, yeah.
Yeah, where like Russia is like, we are the good guys. Mm-hmm. If we sat down in here with a Russian nationalist, they would tell, and then you sit down with the Ukrainian, they would, right?
Right.
Otherwise, you cannot go put a gun on your back and go without the ideology first.
Right.
And me and you sat at ML Rose, and you're like, why do you want to do this podcast? And I go, there's so much information out there that is incorrect, mm-hmm. that people are reading and they are ingesting on social that is not correct. And I would like to add my voice of my thoughts and perspective to that, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Instead of just staying silent. And in rehab, me being a victim of, oh, woe is me, I had to drink this much because I was out on the road because life was too stressful, right? Mm-hmm. I had to and switch that. The whole rehabilitation process is you go into rehab. Everybody lied to me. Everybody screwed me over. I didn't have any support. Y'all put me on this rocket ship to celebrity. I didn't even want to be on it. I had to drink and all these self-destructive lifestyle behaviors to try to cope with what y'all and
you, that's the justification.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you leave, they go, well, could you maybe see the other person's side? Mm-hmm. And you go, huh. And the only way forward is full responsibility mm-hmm. for yourself and your own actions.
And I think even with professional assistance, like from staff still at the rehab facility,
yep.
I think if you're not in a sound mental state,
yep.
that won't get through.
No, no.
And I don't know what you do in that case.
Yeah. And that's, yeah.
But I think that's how we end up with
there's
things
a lot
like
of that.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yeah,
is
yep.
there's no, I don't know if help was sought at all, but like.
Yeah, we don't, yeah, we can't. And that's, I did, from what I did read, that this person was very alone.
Yeah.
This person was very alone and very hopeless. Mm-hmm. You have to be
yeah.
before. And that's what, we'll get into that on the pod a little bit here, because that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
There's so many people that have felt safe. Even this very, dude, it's so, life is so like, you walk such a thin line. Because I mean, I've heard stories that we were in Detroit, Michigan one time doing a fundraiser show. And a girl and the pastor, I was doing a show at a church, a pastor comes in and he goes, hey, thanks so much for coming. There's a girl in our church that is depressed and suicidal and hopelessness. And again, I don't know what the story is true, but this is what he told me. He goes, she's going to kill herself. She's suicidal, but she decided, to hang around because she loves you and she couldn't wait to see your show.
Dang.
And it's just like, okay, first of all, tell me that after the show, not yeah. before. Like, hey, good luck out there. Yeah, don't say, geez.
Don't. Dude. Yeah. High stakes here.
High stakes. Goodness.
This
dude.
One's on you.
Yeah. Well, we've done military tours in the Middle East. We went to Kuwait and Afghanistan or we not, we went to the base that was across the border in Afghanistan. And the guy, and I go, this costs $150,000 to send us over here in armored trucks. And this is ridiculous. And they go, why do you, they go, when the comedians come over, the suicide rate goes down. Wow. I wrote that in my book. That's what they said. So you go, well, I'm saying life is so thin like that because you go, I don't. If you're at the, not all the way at the bottom, but close to the bottom, you go, dang, I don't want to, but my nephew, I love that kid, right? Or, dang, there's that one girl at the office that has always been friendly to me, and I know that if I wasn't here anymore, that she would be sad. Some people, I'm telling you, dude, I'm freaking telling you, some people are barely holding on. And, dude, I mean, barely.
I think more more people than we
barely
think are in that position.
I don't know if I've talked about this before. I think I might have. When I was in rehab, I always go back to this because this is the darkest, closest to the edge I ever got. And I remember there was if you got a letter that day, they would write your name after like the after the breakfast session. Your name would be on the thing, right? John C. would be on the whiteboard. I mean, I had a piece of mail under the mail section. And that was an incredible moment of like good. And dopamine that was, and you had none, by the way.
Yeah.
Felt good. And I would go, so I would see it. And then instead of go right up to the front desk and get it, I would wait until after lunch to go get it. Cause that was another, I would see who it was from. You know, it was from my family, someone I loved, obviously. And there was like, oh, then that. And then I would again wait until after dinner to open and read it.
So you're like prolonging the experience because you just, you knew you had it.
No, because I knew I had nothing.
Right.
And if I,
in that moment,
I saw it at 10 a.m., saw it, opened it, read it, I would have the rest. And I mean, if that's not hanging on by, I want to like, say the F word, but I'm not kind of, but if that's not hanging on by a freaking thread, and now I see where my life has come and God's grace to my life and the people that have surrounded me and everybody that has helped me back to the right course, it goes, holy, I mean, it's, I mean, some, there's people listening to this that are holding on by a thread. And just go, they're laying in bed. They go, why get up? Why go the extra mile at work? Just go do the minimal and then get drunk and then repeat because you're in so much pain. I don't even know if this is going to be helpful to anybody. It might not be, but like, my goodness, dude, I just feel like going and showing, and by the way, if you have other friends or family that have been in any kind of darkness, and people ask me this all the time, like if anybody was involved in that yesterday, that you don't, dude, you don't, I got texts from people I didn't know, I never heard, reach out to them, and it might be uncomfortable. Don't you, if you don't know them, don't go to their house, obviously, don't, but like, a letter on their porch, an email, a DM, and not, you don't, like, they just, dude, I'm here. You're not alone.
Yeah.
And that's it, dude.
You say, I don't know if this will be helpful to anybody. Like, first of all, I think it will be. But if it's not, I think also there's something to, like, it might just be helpful for you to talk
maybe,
it out. And,
yeah.
And I think that that's at the root of it is like just being able to talk to somebody, and it doesn't have to be on a podcast, obviously, but like just being able to talk to somebody is something that I think is a massive luxury that I know I take it for granted.
I was going to say that. I have the ability to, like we talked before the pod went on, is this person that was on the other edge of that gun, had a way to say, hey, I don't know if she's angry at Christianity or the school, or I don't know if that was a part of it or not. I don't know.
Sure.
But I feel mad. And a lot of the stuff we joke about, I am mad at. A lot of the stuff in my act, I am mad, but it is a way, a therapeutic way of letting off that steam a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at something. We make fun of it. Everybody feels better about it. I go, yeah, let's go get a sandwich, mm-hmm. you know? And I hope that lightness is for everyone else too, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we can tell because more and more people are listening to this every week that it does bring levity and it does help people. But if there is no...
Yeah, the alternative to that is mm-hmm. it stacks up
yeah.
and accumulates inside.
And I think the you can get on this mm-hmm. and you can be alone and you can get on this and you can become... Like in the 80s, 90s, when we were growing up, we just didn't have access to like radicalization on either side, by the way. Mm-hmm. We just like, I don't know, if you just kind of, there was no, you know, there's groups online for literally any kind of, and you would argue some of them meant maybe a mental illness, but now it can spiral faster
yeah.
down, which... I don't know. We don't have to get into. There's other people that can talk more about that, but I am grateful for the. I mean, I have my own personal life and the people in my life that if I'm angry or upset, it's like, even a therapist, dude. I go, I just feel, and they go, well, what would be the problem? And they can help you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's probably a conversation for a different day. But speaking of, there is so many people, yeah, in this community that there's been. So many emails about the tire pumping
yeah.
and people feeling so good about messages. And then we hit a little bit of an emotional chord with that. So,
yeah. I've loved reading them.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Like, some of them.
Even
yeah.
if the ones that like, even if you it's don't incredible. Get read, like yeah. they're, we read them.
You yeah. know, we read them
don't
all.
Get on
and
here, they get read.
There's hundreds that are still unread that are in the inbox that I'm going to get to this week.
Yes.
Let's hop on some ads real quick. And by the way, any ad revenue, we talked about this before the show.
Yeah.
All the ad revenue for today's pod will be donated back to the victims of the tragedy. Cause I just don't want to be any part of any type of situation that I would be taking advantage of any kind of, I don't think people would think that, but just in case,
yeah.
I mean, no, not even because people might think that, because that would be, I would like to do that anyway.
Absolutely.
And even if I didn't have a podcast, I would do that anyway, but any yep. Ad revenue from this week's show will be donated to the victims of the Covenant School tragedy. But stamps.com, baby. I've been on stamps.com.
Yeah, this is your thing, right? Yeah. You guys use this early.
It's funny that we talked about all my upcoming days as a comic, because this was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, when I was I had DVDs, I printed them.
That's so crazy.
You guys know what that is? Okay. Yeah. No, sorry, Keely. A DVD is a cat. All right. I don't want to hear from either of you guys. Yeah.
It's like a small record.
Yeah. Yeah. That I would load those things. When I get the notification, I the app that I got a sale.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, dude. I mean, it was like $20.
Yeah.
And I would probably make, I mean, we had the stamps.com, we had the whole system. I would probably make 17 or something, but I was.
And then you were shipping them all out by yourself?
Oh yeah, dude. I was shipping them all. I had a little bit of label maker from all of them.
Yeah. Yep.
Stamps.com. When every person, moment, and penny counts in your business, you can't afford to take any moment for granted. That is true. Stamps.com gets it. For the last 25 years, and I was probably on them for 10, they've been helping businesses like yours save time and save money. With Stamps.com, you can focus your business knowing that you have all your postage needs covered with premium discounts and great rates. Postage, you want to read that?
Yeah, it's basically like a post office in your office.
Everybody knows what Stamps.com is, do they not?
If they don't, they should listen to this.
I should have said that at the beginning.
With
yeah.
Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale, so you have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, like John was, then Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping carts.
Yeah, unbelievable. And they had a little bit of a scale. They send you a scale, right?
Love that.
Send you a scale, and then you have the whole thing, and you just put them outside your door. And when we talked to the lady on the call, it was UPS, FedEx, USPS, and they get discounts on all of them.
Yeah, they work with everybody now.
If you're selling stuff out your house, not drugs.
No.
No, that's not in the, yeah. We should do something with the ads that are like, hey, this is what the fine print is and this is what's not in the fine print.
Okay.
If you're selling anything out of your house besides drugs and other illegal things, stamps.com.
Set your business up for success when you get started with stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code NETPOSITIVE for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. That's what you're just saying.
Yeah.
No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code NETPOSITIVE. Stamps.com.
Hey, that's a good Andy. You put the brand on the end back then? Did you just assign that? I never heard you do that.
What are they? Oh, the stamps.
All the way at the end?
Yeah, I was going for like EA Sports.
Oh. It's in the game.
It's in your mailbox.
Yeah, dude. Let's get to some of these emails because these are great. Unbelievable. First of all, people felt great sending them in, mm-hmm. I'm sure. And do you want to describe, because there's so many new listeners, obviously every week, what the tire pump is?
Yeah, so a tire pump is when you're doing something for like altruistic reasons. Like it's a good thing to be doing.
Yep.
But inside, you're really just enjoying the perception that it's
giving. It feels a little bit selfishly good. It
feels good to do it.
Like he's saying, hey, I like to lead worship at my church.
Yes.
Great. But
yes.
Also, it feels good when hot girls say they like my voice.
Right.
And you go, fair.
Yes.
And I think there's so many people have emailed and said, here's mine.
Yep.
And a lot of people have said, it's so good to read and it's so good to say because mm-hmm. you're not alone.
Yes.
And that's what we're like, how am I going to get into this on the podcast with one I open with? I go, it's the same topic.
Yeah.
It's the exact same. People thinking that they're part of something, that they're not alone, and their feelings are not alone. And we all read these and laugh at them together.
Yeah. And all we're asking for is acknowledge that it's 1%.
Yeah, at half least. 1%.
Just 1%.
I'll go half
a
1%.
Bit. Yeah.
If you say, I like to go feed the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Yes.
I like to go help. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I like to donate.
Yeah.
I believe that.
But why do you really do it?
No,
I'm sorry. And what else?
Maybe I feel better about myself mm-hmm. when I leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go.
Maybe thanks. I like telling people that I do it.
Yeah.
It
and I go, oh, the Habitat? Yeah. I can't come to the game. I'm building a Habitat for Humanity house. I'm going to do that. All right. Who we got first?
All right. Here's our first one. Oh, and they're anonymous. So I can't tell you who it was.
I was going to say their name. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to say it.
Everybody's anonymous.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Here it is. First one. Honestly, all the emails y'all have read about the tire pumping has really made me feel better. LOL.
She must be from the South. She said, y'all.
I work in hospice. Okay. And I love taking care of patients and being with people when they pass. But if I'm being completely honest, when people say something like, that's an incredible thing, or it takes a special person to do that, or I couldn't do that, how do you do it, or you have a big heart, your job is so important, et cetera, that gives me a high. The feeling I get when someone says something like that to me about my job makes it awesome. Tire pumping, 90%. Really love taking
90.
Care of people, 10%.
Dude, 90?
We're not judging.
We're not judging.
We're not judging.
You're not, you're right. 90. Dude, okay, wow.
Very honest.
That's how much are you getting paid, girl? 90. All right, so she likes taking care of the people for the...
In their final hours.
Yeah, which mm-hmm. is extremely noble.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Here we go, tire pumping.
Gosh, dude, that's so good. 90% is not... The love of taking care of people, it does have to start from some level of truth,
mm-hmm.
but 90% is wild.
It's a good one.
And that, dude, let me just say that I saw one this week where
You saw it in person?
I saw a tire. I did one. Let me tell you two.
Okay.
One of them, dang it, dude, this is kind of embarrassing, but I thought it when I walked out.
Okay.
I instinctively did it. And then I kind of had to call myself on it because like, oh, shoot.
What was it?
All right. So I went down to Miami for, where did I see you? Yeah, I was down in Miami.
You weren't in the clubs.
No, I wasn't in the club. Yeah. And I was going to have a meeting and I got down there at like noon. The meeting wasn't supposed to be, maybe I got down there at 2:00. The meeting was supposed to be till 4:00. So I went into this little local spot. You probably never heard of it, Applebee's. And I was sitting there and I ordered and I ate. And I was kind of like I sat at the bar. Obviously, we've talked about this before. I sat at the bar.
Yep. Which dining alone is okay to do.
Yeah, if you're at the bar. Yeah, yeah. So, and then you're not an alcoholic. So I sat there. I would probably, and I charged my phone under the thing and it was like on the South Beach. It's not really a place to, it's hard to go to the bathroom. It's hard to charge your phone.
You're like behaving like it's an airport.
It's godless like out there. That, yeah, yeah, really. No, that's perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I probably sat there. I would just say I sat there for an hour, maybe.
Nice.
Waiting on this meeting. And my meal, I'm going to say it was 20. And I tipped him 30. But that's not the tire pump. Tipped him 30.
That's
and
just
I,
the flex.
And I go, well, I had been there for a long time. And I was like, I don't know what.
Yeah, we get it.
Okay,
yeah, keep going.
And then I was like, I had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the bathroom, and then I was walking out of the bathroom, and there was an exit right here, and there was also an exit past the bar, right back out that, and I didn't go. The exit was right there.
Yeah,
and I go, you're, and my brain just like. Did it.
Yeah.
And I walked past, so I could walk past the bartender and it could be like, hey, dude.
Because
he saw it.
He saw what?
The tip.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it for that, but that's exactly what this is. But I wanted to, what? I wanted him to be like, hey, what?
Hey, man. So nice of you. Thanks. Yeah, that's what you were looking for.
And everybody be quiet. I wanted to just say, this guy, I was 20 bucks away from not being able to pay my rent. Or I don't know. And none of that would have happened. But yeah. I just want to say, thank this guy. He must be a really good person.
Yeah.
And everybody, a round of applause. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't the good. But I just, I walked out of the bathroom.
Your path.
It went, and I feel like my brain just like took me.
Don't go victim, man.
No,
don't assume
right.
that it wasn't your brain's fault.
I did this. Yep, yes. I did it. It was my choice.
Yes.
And he did. He did do it.
And it worked perfectly.
And it did work. I go, I thought about that. I go, dude, I got to call myself out for that.
That's incredible.
That's exactly what this is.
That is it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you go, the exit's right there.
Yeah.
And I go, my brain just took me.
You already had your phone. You didn't leave anything on the counter.
No. And I already had my stuff. I got gone.
There was daylight right there.
And if he was back in the kitchen, I would have been like, kind of made his lap around. So stupid.
Pretend you're looking for your phone.
Here's this. Yeah. And then with the other one, I was on a plane. I think it was on the same the flight back that night. And the pilot was doing a bunch of jokes in the cockpit. Like, you know, pilot joke guy?
Yep, of course.
He's like, good to be out here on this trip to Cancun. Oh, no, we're going to Nashville. And it was like, he landed and it was like, dang, that was such a smooth landing. You'd never get that at United. Or making like joke. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And when everybody's walking out, you know where that pilot was standing?
Right up.
Right there. Dude, you knew it.
He's high-fiving people on the way out.
Oh, he's saying, right. You can't stay in the cockpit because you can't.
Right.
I'm guessing. I don't know if this is not pilot, but you probably can't hear laughs. Could you?
I don't know.
When you're
flying.
I don't
know how tight that door is.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was doing well. He was doing well.
How terrifying to do those bits and not be able to hear laughs.
No, you stay in the cockpit.
That's scary.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine you're doing comedy and you can't hear the audience.
Limb, bro. Yeah. You're just like, hope this is going well.
Yeah, hope they're laughing.
It's like comedy on Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah. But everyone's muted.
Yeah. I bet he knows that he's done the same jokes a million times. He knows that they, yeah. And he, dude.
He's got a tight five.
Oh, and he was
up there and runs with.
Right out there.
Yeah.
Thank A, everybody. And I was like, good stuff. I don't know what I said to him. Something. I pumped him up.
Yeah.
It was good.
Do you think he was doing it because he knew you were on the flight?
No. Yeah. They were like, apparently we got a comedian in first class. Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah. But I go, yeah.
I get it.
But also, if he admitted that to us, we'd be like, you're our guy.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
I love him.
Yeah, I love him too. Yeah. Now, if he said, no, I'm just out here to make sure, I go, then no. That's what I can't. And that's what this is. That's why these are so therapeutic.
Yes.
Because if this people just being human beings, and we go, if you can admit that, we love you.
Yes.
What's next?
Here's a good one. Hi, John and Alex. Absolutely love the podcast, and it will definitely be on my Spotify Wrapped.
Ooh,
nice. My family and I were missionaries in Thailand for the first 10 years of my life. Okay. I'm so thankful to be a part of sharing the gospel to unreached people helping those who are less fortunate.
RIP, people of Thailand think they're less fortunate, by the way. You're like, listening for Thailand. I'm like, what? Why not less fortunate?
I'm listening to this on my iPhone.
That's like a Christian. That's like a Christian thing to say.
Yeah.
Well, I'm less fortunate. What the?
It has given me.
That's like going. I'm so grateful to go down to people in Murfreesboro and visit with those less fortunate. Like what? No, we got
30 minutes down the road. What are you talking about, dude?
Funny though. Keep going.
It has given me a broader understanding of the world and has impacted my empathy for other cultures.
Sure,
but
yeah, here we go.
The Christian credit I get for being a missions kid is unbelievable. When I moved back to Australia. Everyone was so interested.
Oh, he went to, okay, I got
so
it.
So from Australia,
my bad.
Missionary in Thailand.
Got it. I didn't know they did that.
Me neither. When I moved back to Australia, everyone was so interested and loved the thought of being a missionary. 10 years after moving to Australia, I have developed several topic segues that I can flawlessly announce to the group that I grew up in a developing country. It is the easiest thing to say whenever I get the question. So tell me about yourself. Most people hate this question. I, however, froth it.
Ooh.
Thank you for letting me confess. You guys are doing great stuff on the pod. I hope to hear what you guys think.
That's Cheers. Unbelievable.
That's a good one.
And this is a gender neutral name, is it? Or is it a woman?
I would guess woman, but...
We don't know. You're there 1 through 10.
Yeah.
What
could you have really done? How much could you really?
What are you passing out juice boxes to the kids? Yeah. What are you helping the kid up the monkey bars? Yeah. A 10?
Well, what are you really?
Yeah.
Doing?
It's like
really
what do you
left
say?
Your mark on the community.
My family.
There.
My family was.
Yeah.
Helping the less fortunate, but first 1 to 10, and now it seems like he's 20. He or she is 20.
Yep,
which is like you could say when I was growing up, my family built the church or organized the well or whatever it is.
This is kind of a spare tire pump, like we were talking about last
a little
week.
You're
kind of
like ancillary tire pump. You weren't doing the mission work,
right?
0 to 10. Yeah. At least I've put myself in my shoes when I was 10 years old. I wasn't doing much thinking of others.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. I went on a mission trip when I was 13. It was a lot of playing soccer with the kids in the community.
A lot of playing soccer. Yeah. You could do that. Yeah. Not,
but I love that
10 years later,
I love that I have developed several topic segues. That is like,
dude, I love that.
Yes.
Good for that person.
Yes.
And that person is basically saying, hey, some of my little bit of my worth or value comes from this. Mm-hmm. And to like just to be cognizant of that helps you so much.
Yeah.
Helps you so much. And to be like, oh, I'm going to get it. This is where I get it. And then like you're so far ahead of anyone else.
Yes.
There's the amount of people that email us. There's hundreds of thousands more that go, I can't be honest with myself.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. What's
it's
the next?
So much more fun to be done. This is amazing. All right, here's another one. Recently, a listener said that stay-at-home moms need their tires pumped because much of their work is, quote, in the shadows, and they may not be recognized or appreciated too often.
Tires with a Y?
Tires with a Y.
From another country?
Yes. You'll see. As a stay-at-home mom, I agree. But as you pointed out, making encouraging comments to the moms in public could get weird, especially if it's from a guy. This is what we were talking about.
All right. Yep.
My way of pumping the tires of other moms, even if it's just a bit, is to put some money on an account once a month at my local coffee shop. And the owner, at her discretion, can give away free coffees to moms who might need a small blessing that day. I remain anonymous for the most part, but read on.
I know where this is going.
I get a lot of joy doing this, but I also get a tire pump from the owner when she thanks me and tells me how generous and thoughtful I am, which she does on a regular basis. 30% tire pump, 70% genuine.
All right.
And it's not like I spend tons of money. It's about $50 per month.
Okay.
The tire pumping escalates according to how much exposure I receive, which is ridiculous because it's supposed to be anonymous. If the owner thanks me in front of other customers, it's 50% tire pump, 50% genuine. So it's a sliding scale based on the size of the audience.
Out. Yeah.
And what's more, I never tell the owner not to mention it in front of others. So not even a courtesy like, oh, please don't.
Not even a fake don't mention
it. Yeah, don't.
It.
Just, hey, come on.
Mention it.
Yeah. The pinnacle of having my tires pumped was on one occasion when the owner introduced me to a mom whose coffee I had purchased on an earlier date. And both the owner and the mom thanked me repeatedly, loudly, and openly in front of other customers. 80% tire pump.
All caps.
20% genuine. So much for my good deeds. On another note, I'm from Australia. Another Australian.
Ah, there it is.
And can confirm Australian children are real and it's not just an urban myth. I have 3 of them. Love the podcast. You guys make me laugh every week.
Was there a photo?
I don't see any pics.
I don't see any pics. I don't see any pics of the children.
Not that we want you sending us pics of your kids.
No, we don't. But yeah. Wow. That is wild. Well, okay. You know what's so fitting? You know the biggest nonprofit in the world? And we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Compassion International.
Right.
You know how their business model works?
How?
You go to an event and you decide to sponsor a child for $50 a month or whatever. You know what they give you?
What?
A photo
of
that child.
Right.
And a magnet. And you put it on your fridge.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. And that has that appealing to that human emotion. If you say, hey, we're rescuing children out of poverty, give us $7,000. You know how many people do that? Zero. Mm-hmm. But you say, this is your kid. Put it up on your mantle. Put it in your car. Put it in your office. Mm-hmm. Put it, display it.
Yeah.
And that is how, and so they're appealing to that human emotion, and millions of children have been rescued from poverty, mm-hmm. which is good.
Yes.
So helping people that can't have coffee get coffee is good.
Yes.
And most of the things that these people are doing are good.
Yes.
Which is, it's just wild that the net is a positive. I don't know how else to say it.
Support the troops and we'll give you this ribbon to put on your car.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. You're like, do you support the troops? Yes. Mm-hmm. But also, yo, you got a ribbon?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, what? Oh, what? Then I'll come back tomorrow.
Oh, now, what about the... Nah, I'm good. That's a good one.
All right,
support
one.
The troops.
We got John Alex.
Pumping tires in Italy. John, dude, we nationwide. We worldwide, bro.
Yeah, this is like a foreign tire pump.
Dang, let's go.
John, Alex, and Andrew in the background. Mom of two here.
All right.
Ready to admit how I pump my tires.
Yep.
I have been firm in my stance that in parenthood, we don't have to give up all our hobbies the second we have kids, and that kids are much more capable than we often think.
Okay.
My main hobby is hiking and camping. I know, you guys don't get it. Yeah, we don't. No. I've refused to give it up since becoming a mom, and I still climb mountains with my kids on my back, and I am never bothered by the extra weight or whining. Mm. However, even when my husband is there to help carry the kids, I'm hesitant to let him. Why? Because 70% of me enjoys doing hard things, the extra exercise, and find it awesome to be climbing with my kids.
Okay.
30% is straight up because I enjoy the amazed looks, nods of approval, and the endless compliments from strangers. It feels dang good. My husband is active duty, and we live in Italy. We hike the Alps frequently, flex, and I like to make the Europeans think American women are strong. So I guess you could
American.
Say
okay.
I'm also doing it for my country.
Yeah. I mean, wow, dude. I mean,
just real nationalist.
This is a stretch.
Yeah.
This is a tire pumping stretch.
My husband also admits that 100% of the time he insists on carrying the toddler. It's because he doesn't like the attention I get, and he stares and the stares he gets for making his wife do the hard work.
Yep.
It's great. So he's hating this tire pumping.
Yeah.
It's deflating his tires.
Oh, yeah, but for him.
Another way I pump is attending mass every Sunday at a local village. We are devout Catholics, so being stationed in Italy is perfect for us. It's been wonderful for our faith, and our local church is full of other older couples, and there are very few kids. So it happens that all the smiles and approving nods are saved, especially for us.
I already know this is going.
My husband is gone a lot for training, and 85% of me makes sure the kids and I are at church without him every Sunday, because keeping Sunday sacred is a calling from God. But 15% is because we get even more attention when he's not there and I have the two kids by myself. Again, selfish, but also representing American woman. So also a service to our country, America.
Oh my, dude, that is wild, dude. That's an unbelievable thing to put in words.
I like that she made it bigger than her. It's a country.
It's just for the country.
Yeah.
Well, okay, the thing about that is when I wanted to go, like, you have to be... It's helpful for everybody if you know where you get yours, right?
Yes.
So when we were in rehab, I would always, they would go, where do you want to go? I wrote this about in my book that was not, they didn't let me go to Chick-fil-A. Because mm-hmm. I would, when I go in there, everybody like, what up, dude? Good to see you. Right. We love your video. Like it was a massive tire pump.
Yep.
And they said, like, do you like Chick-fil-A? Yes. Do I enjoy the food there? Yes. They go through the drive-thru. I go, nah, I want to go inside.
Yeah.
And then... So when somebody says, hey, instead of Chick-fil-A, let's go to get a pizza. You are angry at them.
Yeah.
Because this is where you get yours.
They've slashed your tires.
Yeah, they have the tire slashed. Yeah. They've slashed your tires. When somebody says, could you imagine this woman goes out hiking? There's nobody else there.
Yes.
Yes, dude.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's when you go, like, hey, do you want to go on the, and that's when you got to be honest with your spouse or your, whoever you need to be honest with in life. Not everybody, but some people you need to be honest with. You go, hey, I want to go to the, let's say you only have 2 hours and you're like, I want to go to the busy one. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's just go here.
We can have a trail to ourselves. Let's go to this other one.
And we can go here and we can have a snack and it's probably easier for the kids. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to go on the, and he's like, well, I know these conversations and it's this whole roundabout. Well, I like that. And you have to make up a bunch of BS. It's the sun and it's better for, because if we get back, just go, I like to go on that one because there's more people.
Yeah. It was like if I was at the Applebee's with you this weekend and we both were like, yeah, let's hit the bathroom before we leave. And I was like, hey, there's an exit right here.
Yeah.
And you were like,
well, and then I'm mad at you.
I think I wanted to go out the front door because I thought I saw something.
No, but if you.
Isn't the car out front? No, it's right here. Well, maybe.
It's right here. It says exit. Well, maybe it's an emergency exit and probably can't go out there. And they probably don't. It's like traffic wise. They don't want me stepping on that because then they're going to have to come up and mop it. It looks like it's already been cleaned. And like the sun is going to set it about and it's better. Dude. And if you pull me aside, if I pulled you aside, it goes, hey, dude, I'm not doing much today. I'll get a little bit of, let me just see if I can get a little bit of a.
You got it.
See you outside.
Yep. Hey, I'm going to take this door. I'll see you.
I don't know if the husband knows. I'm sure. Yeah. I don't know if they can have the dishonest, but they're getting there.
Yeah.
That's farther ahead than other people.
This is great.
Great email.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 email.
Fantastic.
In Italy.
All right. Well, we got a shorter one. Hi, John and Alex. Love the show. Saw you in Portland last time you came. Sorry for the mask Nazis. Hope you come back someday.
It was a great show.
Nice.
Yeah, they were nuts. It was during COVID. They were wild.
Not promising the city has gotten any better, but would love to see your show again.
Man, we'll come back. We need to come back to Portland. We'll come back in the fall.
Anyway, my husband is from Virginia, and calling adults sir and ma'am is a big deal to him. Having our children call adults Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so is a big deal to me and my husband. Yeah. These terms are rarely, if ever, used where we live. We want our kids to be respectful, but honestly, I get a huge ego boost when I hear my children use these terms. On one level, it makes me so proud of them, but on another level, it makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing in parenting.
Yep.
Also love the shocked respect I get from other adults. As a previous writer said, stay-at-home parents who volunteer excessively, flex, don't get a lot of recognition. So this does it for me. Thanks for making me laugh.
This is a pretty mentally healthy person of just your kids saying yes sir, yes ma'am is that's all you need.
That makes you
I
proud.
Need a lot. I need a lot of likes on Instagram and a lot of reshares to pump mine. Are that is, you're riding about
your tolerance for tire pumps is higher.
No, what's he at? He's riding it like the light just came on his dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can still drive.
Yeah.
And what is it, like 43 PSI?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
He's at like 41. Yeah. He's fine.
Yeah.
Or this is a woman. Mm-hmm. They're fine, but a little just makes the trip a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah.
But that's also, you got to be careful that you get it through your kids. So a lot of kids are playing sports or achieving things because their parents,
mm-hmm.
right? They never accomplished it as kids.
Yep.
And it's a little bit of a tricky area to get into.
Right.
That you want your kids to do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're kind of living through them, but also you're raising good kids.
Yeah. I used to say the sir and ma'am, too. Yeah, and people do it to me, and it is like, what? Yeah. Yes, sir. Wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah, here we are.
I'm a yes, sir, yes, ma'am guy.
Yeah.
Since I was a kid. In Massachusetts, no one says that.
Yeah, oh, good for you, dude.
People used to ask me if I was a military kid.
Yeah. Let's hit an ad before we do this next one.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess who is back? The sheets that I slept on last night. Miracle Made, baby. The Miracle Made. I was feeling some kind of way about myself last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, it's always like, well, let me just go like, it's wild. When we were in that church, that everybody, there was like people that were like, I lost my keys. Like, I need like a phone charge, like basic human things. People like were forgetting because it was so, the mass hysteria was so wild.
Yeah.
The basic needs, people like, there's a lot of people that didn't have shoes on. I go, what's going on in here? So anyway, I got home and I was like just out of my, I don't know what, I couldn't do anything except for just lay there. I was like, well, let me go walk to cilantro. is the Mexican restaurant by my house. I sat at the bar, ate, and then I go, well, let me do something for me. Let me change my sheets.
Nice.
Like one of those things that you're like, well, let me.
Yeah. Get me back on track.
Yeah. We slept on them last night, baby. Miracle made. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help. Better sleep, baby. Miracle made sheets. I got them. Alex has them. You can tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation. Oops, sorry, messed that up. That messed that pause up. Power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by 34%. I'm telling you right now, if somebody said this will improve sleep quality by 34%, mine is a lot affected by the mattress. Mm-hmm. If it's loud, because the tour bus is loud sometimes, mm-hmm. The temperature. If it's too hot or too cold.
Temperature is the biggest one for me. I've said it week after week, and it's still true. And these sheets are infused with a natural silver that prevents 99.9% of bacterial growth, leaving them cleaner and fresher 3 times longer than other sheets. So no more gross odors.
Self-cleaning.
Stop sleeping on bacteria. Clean sheets mean less bacteria to clog your pores and fewer breakouts and other skin problems.
You never have to wash them.
Ever.
That's not on that. There it is. I'm just going to throw one thing in at everyone.
Okay.
You never have to wash your sheets.
Love that.
Not officially authorized by Miracle May, but try miracle.com/net positive. Actually, only one /net positive. Don't type it a million times. Try it today. Special deal for the listeners. Save 40% and be sure to include the promo code net positive at checkout. Save even more. Upgrade your sleep with MiracleMade.com or Miracle Made. I usually read this part.
Yeah, I do.
I got, that's very like, John, do you know how to read?
You got it, man.
Try miracle.com/net positive. Use the code net positive. Claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Send us a video of you in the sheets. Nope, that's not. No one said that. No.
Again, no one said that. Dude. I'll jump in here. Again, that's trymiracle.com/net.
Well, you know, all the other stuff, like Athletic Greens are like, send us like a
show us you drinking it.
Yeah. You're like, hey, where are the sheets? No,
film yourself sleeping.
They do that on TikTok. Have you ever seen those?
The sleeping ones?
TikTok lives?
Yes.
Do you go to the TikTok live?
No, I try not to.
Sometimes, do you ever get them
they
in your feed?
They come up though, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sometimes they're just like people sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Internet is different.
Weird, dude.
Internet
weird
is
times.
Different. Yeah. You know, want to do a tire pump or two? Let's get to the news.
Let's get to the news.
Read that one, that last one about the construction.
Okay,
that
cool.
That's great.
Yeah, we can do this one.
This one's wild, dude.
all right. Hi, John, Alex, and the rest of the Net Positive team. Got the whole squad involved. Long time listener. Since episode one, actually, first time caller. Nice. I first discovered John maybe a decade ago through the kid named Jesus stole my bike joke.
Classic.
Been a loyal fan ever since. Anyways, per the pod's recent discussions on getting tires pumped, I'd like to share mine specifically in the field I work in, commercial construction as a 25-year-old single female.
All right.
This is a good one already. This is a promising start.
I saw... The title is Tires Pumped, Woman in Construction. I got it.
Yep.
I got it. I didn't even read it. I just start it.
Yes.
I start it and I go, send this one through.
There could be no body to this and we would still get it.
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
As a kid, I never thought I'd see myself helping run a general contracting firm, but here I am, absolutely loving it. Yeah. I enjoy the team I work with and get along with everyone. Great hours, great pay, great mentors and bosses.
Outside.
Always learning something new and often... I find this industry more and more exciting and intriguing. Truly love what I do.
Love it.
All caps. But...
A lot of T's also.
Cue the tire pump hiss.
Oh, no.
Couple things to note here. One, statistically, about 90% of people working in construction are male. So whenever people ask me about my job, I love to see the surprised look on their faces when I tell them that's what I do. Definitely makes me feel good about myself. Two... To further pump my tires, I always feel the need to clarify that I work in commercial construction, not just regular old residential fixer-upper.
It's the real deal over here. Joanna Gaines over here, baby.
Weird shot.
Yeah. Sorry, Gaines. My bad. Well, she's like, we're taking strays in the Net Positive podcast. I love Joanna Gaines.
Same. It's the real deal over here. We build big buildings, okay? I especially find myself making this clarification when talking to a guy. LOL.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
She's like, cute house.
Yeah.
You could say that the noble thing I'm doing here is going against gender norms. Yay, women's empowerment, etc. But to be completely honest with you, I don't really consider myself a feminist. All right. And that was never a core reason as to why I decided on this career path.
I agree with that.
Here's my percentage breakdown.
Okay.
85% I love what I do.
Yep.
15% tires pumped. 0% for the feminist movement. You girls conservative, LOL. My take is that girls can be in construction because it's fun and awesome and it doesn't have to be a political statement.
Wow. The girls conservative is a shout out from a long that time
is,
ago.
Yeah, this is, that you are great. A first time.
That's a classic.
Or a long time listener.
Wow, dude. All right.
0%
for a girl in construction is, if you're putting on like a hard hat and a belt, right? I'm guessing, right? Mm-hmm. And you showing up. All right. If I don't know how to, this is a,
hey, just go for it.
No, it's
I'll go with you. Come on.
No, I'm not going to. All right. Okay. All I'm saying is this is thin ice. This is a thin ice top. Well, Come on, we're on it together. I'm trying to say it, do it as a guy and make it, but I had a friend. Dang it, dude. I'll say this. I went on a mission trip one time and we were in Africa for 4 months. Mm-hmm. And it was, there was a girl with us that, not particularly attractive.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
But we were out there.
Yeah.
And that girl in that circumstance, and she was cool also, that did help, but that girl became a 10.
Location, location, location. Yeah. So because it's like
in the right environment,
in the right context.
Yeah.
So it's like work hot.
Yeah.
How people could be work hot.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're at the office.
You're always around them.
There's very few women in the
staff
office.
Meeting. She's funny.
Yeah, like she's looking better every day.
Now if you were on a, and this goes for men and women. So it's not, if you were on a dating app. Mm-hmm. In let's say you were in another city for the night. You're in Miami. You're scrolling Tinder. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one's right or which one's left to go, but you would scroll on this person. Mm-hmm. Which ones to choose them?
I think right. Swipe right is yes.
I don't know why I looked at you guys. Yeah, sorry. Right is you like them. Left is you don't like them. So, yeah. You would not swipe on them.
Okay.
In the right circumstance, you would.
Absolutely.
I say the same thing. There's a lot of... I don't know a lot of them, but like white men that are wealthy that live in like third world countries, mm-hmm. that they are the kings of those places down there. Not even third world, places where you're the only one of you, mm-hmm. and you are what?
Yeah.
You got these stories, you got these, I wouldn't even say based on attractiveness, but your value is up over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. A woman in construction is, there's a lot of scenarios where that you could put yourself in a position to be more valuable.
Absolutely.
A woman in construction is hilarious because you never think of a girl. But if I was on a construction crew.
Yeah.
And she's like.
You're like, we got to go meet with the GC today at the site. Oh, I don't want to go to the site and meet with the GC. Dude. And then she
like
steps out
Amanda.
Of the truck.
And not
that's
even.
That's not her name, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's not her name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's it's not her name. But you would just be like, wait, what? And you and your buddies would walk back and you'd be like, dude. You just would.
You're like,
that's
yeah,
a
well,
human.
We're going to need to be on the site more often. We're going to need to make sure we got eyes, boots on the ground.
You know what? And he's like, I don't really come in until I come in at 9 usually. He's getting things done. And I bet she's great.
Yeah.
I bet she's great at it. And as somebody that we find this with our employees, someone that's passionate and excited and is hopeful when their alarm goes off and ready to get there, you want them.
Yeah.
You want them. That's unbelievable.
That's
dude.
A good one.
Woman
dude.
In construction. It's great, dude.
I love that.
You want to hit the news?
Yeah,
let's get one or two of them before we get out of here.
All right, deal.
How much time we have?
That's a hilarious. All right, 18,
we
have
a couple
18.
Of them here. Yeah.
All right, so this one comes out of Chicago. Oh, yeah. This headline says, Buffalo Wild Wings sued by Chicago man because their wings are breast meat.
Taking him to court?
I think he's got a case here.
I mean, it's not a wing. It's not a wing.
False advertising.
I mean, they say at Buffalo Wild. Wait, what is it?
So it's
like an elbow or something.
It sounds like it's from the chicken breast. So while a restaurant sent.
Oh, you talking about boneless? Yeah. Keep reading.
Yeah, I think so. While a restaurant sent a cheeky tweet about the lawsuit saying their wings also contain 0% buffalo.
Yeah, great joke.
Attorneys claim that the company's practices amount to consumer fraud.
Wait, I don't understand this. The restaurant fries up a chunk of sauce called a wing.
Yeah, so it looks like the products are not wings at all, but instead slices of chicken breast meat deep fried like wings.
Yeah, boneless wings.
So the boneless ones.
Yeah.
Obviously, the ones with bones are wings.
Yeah. Well, I feel like McDonald's, they don't even say chicken.
They just say nuggets?
They say McNuggets.
Mm.
Because they are like, hey. Because I think of the same thing.
They're like, we don't
They're know. Like, we swept this up off the floor, and we don't know what this is. We just put it together.
Ew,
and sorry.
I love McNuggets.
I love McNuggets, dude. They hit right with some
that
honey 20 mustard.
20-piece with some sweet and sour.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine like being like the judge or like the plaintiff or like, I don't even know what the plaintiff is. I don't know why I said that. Like he goes, all right, now in the case of so-and-so, what's his name? Is his name in there?
Let me see if I can find it. Yeah. Ayman Halim.
In the case of Ayman Halim versus Buffalo Wild Wings. Approached the stand. He's like, dude, are we doing this? What is he suing him for?
He says, unbeknownst to plaintiff and other consumers, the products are not wings at all, but instead slices of chicken breast. Da, da, da. Indeed, the products are more akin in composition to a chicken nugget rather than a wing. This clear-cut case of false advertising should not be permitted, as consumers should be able to rely on the plain meaning of a product's name and receive what they are promised.
Wow. According to the lawsuit.
Bold.
Get him. Why are you going to come after Buffalo Wild Wings?
I like the tweet.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
The tweet is, it's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers
they
contain
slid that
no
in.
Ham.
You see, they slid that in? Yeah.
Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo.
Yeah. Our hamburgers contain no ham is hilarious. Well done.
That's good.
Whose side are we on here? Then don't call them wings.
I think I'm siding with Buffalo Wild Wings here.
Yeah. Others said the lawsuit was asinine. Well, yeah, I see that. I mean... If you go, you can't call stuff what it's not, right? I mean, when did boneless wings come out, and why did they come out?
That's a good question.
When did boneless wings? Because it was like we don't want the bone, which makes no sense.
They're easier to eat.
I want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings now. Do you? Are you wing? Are you boneless?
No, I get the bones.
I would never eat a boneless Mm-mm. buffalo wing.
What am I, a child?
What are you a? Yeah, I'm not going to say it. Yeah, dude.
What am I, my wife?
Yeah, a boneless? What, am I eating with a fork? Are you a psychopath? No, dude. A boneless wing is a nugget. It is true.
I'm trying to find out when it was invented. I'm actually really curious about this.
Yeah,
now.
Go to Truett Cathy's Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. That's not.
It looks like a.
We invented the buffalo.
These are buffalo.
It's in my lifetime.
Yeah.
They were not around when I was a kid.
1960s? No. That's buffalo wings. All I can find is buffalo wing info.
Not when they became pop. When they became on menus, it's like cauliflowers, like last year.
Mm.
When they went on to menus, it was like recently.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years.
Yeah, this is a long search. I'm going to give up
on
it.
Yeah, we can give up on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on side Buffalo Wild Wings on this one.
I am too. Especially with the clapback. I like the Twitter. I'm a big fan of when brands play on Twitter aggressively that. That's fun.
Yeah.
I think Wendy started that.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's hit the next one.
Let's go to Dude, this is...
You want to hit this one?
No. I'll get that next week. We'll both get both.
What, you want to hit this one?
Yeah. All right. This is a...
Yeah, I'll let you tee it up.
All right. Hold on. I can't read it.
Okay.
All right. Mississippi, is that relevant, do you think, to this or no?
I think so.
Mississippi news anchor, Barbie Bassett.
Great name.
Great news anchor
name. I don't
know
if that's a stage name or what, but I love it.
There's a girl, the weather girl is named Stormy.
Mm-hmm.
The weather girl here in town.
Phenomenal.
No, Danielle Breezy.
Amazing.
Danielle Breezy, she's the weather girl. Unbelievable name. Mississippi news anchor, Barbie Bassett. CBS 4, whatever, that's an unbelievable tag, fired for saying
Can you say this?
Mississippi News anchor Barbie Bassett fired for saying "for shizzle my nizzle" live on the air when discussing Snoop Dogg new wine collection. She's been a news anchor at the company for over 20 years. Just, are we going to watch it?
Oh, yeah. We'll play this.
I'm up with.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well, we know it. She'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
I'm telling you. Julie, what do you think about that?
Huh, she says. Well, get this.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, Barbie.
That's unbelievable.
What are you doing?
She can come be a guest on the pod.
Yeah, sure.
We absolutely have her a guest on the
Why
pod.
Why are they even covering Snoop Dogg's new wine collection? Yeah, why is that the news well,
I know those morning shows are slow.
They just
sometimes
got nothing
they
else.
Get slow. That is unbelievable. Fired for saying, okay, I have this joke in my show. I go, there's no such, which is why podcasts have become more and more successful, obviously, because there's no such thing as a bad joke, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the most horrific joke, you go, you know who the audience was for that? Here. Mm-hmm. It was just for me. Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny. Maybe I'll tell it to my best friend. That might be the end of the audience.
Yeah.
Right? That's a great joke. Not there.
Yeah.
And we can say, I can look in the camera and say, for shizzle my nizzle, and it won't be canceled because this is a different audience. This is a different platform. Mm-hmm. You can text that, right?
Yeah.
You can't.
This is not your group chat.
That's not your group chat. That's not your group chat, which is, whose episode was that?
Jared's? Jared's.
Not your group chat. Yeah. That's funny. Like you said, hey, Snoop Dogg, when would that be funny? I would say,
just to say this?
I would say a girl's like bachelorette weekend. Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of wine. It's the picture of the wine. Mm-hmm. Somebody puts the gif for shizzle my nizzle. Mm-hmm. Great joke.
Yep.
Great timing.
Yep.
Great recall. Excellent joke. Mm-hmm. It's accurate, hilarious, relevant. Mm-hmm. That's an old joke for me and you to say.
I can't believe she knows the reference.
Yeah.
To me, that's really impressive that she's in touch and knows.
And what is it? I can't tell what race this guy is on the right. Is he black?
I don't believe so. I'll go full screen here.
Let's just watch him again.
I'm up with.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well, we know it. She'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
I'm telling you, Julie.
His face.
The guy goes, yeah. I'm telling you. The guy on the right puts his head down like before it even happens. He like sees it coming almost somehow.
He's like, nope.
I want to know what was said before.
He said before you having to get a Snoop Dogg tattoo.
Right, but what was said before that? Because the guy on the right, he starts laughing immediately. Yeah.
Who, this guy?
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well, we know it. She'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
I'm telling you, Julie.
And the white guy didn't know. Yeah. He was like, anyway, Julie with weather? He had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Here's what's happening here. There is jokes. I bet this woman is funny.
I bet she is, too.
I bet she's funny. I bet she has a good sense of humor. Everyone loves her. Everyone loves her.
Barbie? Of course.
Oh, yeah. We love Barbie. They go out to restaurant. Barbie's there. What's up? Good to see you. Yep. We love the thing about the... And they are laughing.
Yes.
They already are laughing about something else. Mm-hmm. And then you go, we can go here. We can go here. We can go here. Let me just... And by the way, she doesn't know what that means.
No.
That's so funny.
There's no way.
There's no way. There's no way. Which is unbelievable. And also... We talked about this before. I think on another topic of the pod, title of the pod was Patient Zero. Mm-hmm. Who's mad?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, okay.
Let's start with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Do you think Snoop's mad?
Absolutely. 10.3 million views for his wine? Mm-hmm. No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not mad.
Right.
I know he's not mad.
I think he's good.
All right. So let's go. Who's next?
So if Snoop's not mad...
Let's go members of the African American community.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Not white people speaking on their behalf.
Right.
Not white people say, I'm offended by this. That. All right. I mean, we could probably read the comments. And I bet they're all hilarious. This isn't racist. This is admiration of a harmless nod to Uncle Snoop. Give this lady her job back. Yeah. All right. I didn't even read these, but yeah. Deserve, don't be racist next time. Yeah, okay, people should learn their lesson. All right. This wasn't racist. This is admiration and harmless nod, Uncle Snoop. Yeah. Or shizzle my nizzle. How would you even go, like, to apologize for that? You just go, nah. I mean, there's no way that woman knew what that was.
You just go, I'm really sizzle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For shizzle.
Terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
That's joke. Just terrible. Great.
I'm really sizzle for my act shizzles. I should do bizzle in the few chizzle. I want to take account of bizzle for my act shizzles. I'll be better next Dizzle.
That's like the Buffalo Wild Wings response.
Yes.
You just come out like that and they go, you can have your job. You can have the station.
If Barbie just tweeted the next day, my bizzle.
Yeah, my bizzle.
I'd be like, yo.
My bizzle. Yo, I heard. Then she just doubles down on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to apologize. You're like, no. Not only am I not apologizing, but all y'all can, you're like, oh, dude, unbelievable. That is stellar.
Oh, Barbie.
Good for her. She's the king, the queen of the week.
Unbelievable.
You do one more?
Yeah.
Oh, the Riz kid?
What do you want to have the Riz kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this kid's, the little kid at a baseball game, he's probably like 6.
Yeah.
Real, real young.
Yeah.
A player comes over and gives him a ball in the outfield. Here we go.
Cool move by...
High five from the dad. Whisper to the mom.
Yeah, that's his mom. He's telling his mom, like, I want to do something. She's like, yeah, go ahead.
Points to... come on, buddy. Dodger game? Yeah. Oh, it's heavy ball. Here, you have it back. Nah. My guy, dude. My man is out here.
The number one comment is, little man likes Latinas.
Yeah. I was going to say that, dude. Yeah, little guy, little white boy out here. First of all, I'm going to say that baseball was handed to him.
Yeah. By a player.
Player knew what he was doing.
Mm.
Player knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, kid between two hot ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Good look.
Yeah. That's a good look. That's a good look.
Yep.
Yeah. What is his name? Trubisky?
Yastrzemski.
Yastrzemski. Mm-hmm. That's a good look.
I believe he lives here in Nashville.
Does he?
I believe so.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him if he knows about that. If he knew what he was doing. He wanted to give it to the lady.
Yeah, he like told his mom. He's like, hey, I think I want to give it to...
Lady said.
To her.
Nah, the Latino lady.
She thought that he was just showing it to her, so she tried to give it back.
I mean, hey, dude, what percent tire pump for this kid?
For the kid?
Yeah, the kid's getting a tire pump. He wants 100. He has a glove.
Right.
And he's sitting in front row. All he wants... Yeah, he whispered it to his mom.
I think that's hilarious.
That is unbelievable. He wanted to give the hot lady his baseball.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how the world works. That's why we're all here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you just witnessed right there. I mean, that kid, that started, how old is that kid?
He can't be more than 6.
5.
Yeah.
And that's how it starts.
Comment, no, we good, shorty. Like, you keep it. That's for you. I'll get the next one. You good? Take that.
Yo, you got it.
Take that
I
home.
Got you, dude. I
remember
you.
Who gave you that. Nah, that's cool. There's more where that came from. We good.
Nah, I got you, dude. That's inside. Hey, girl, don't worry about it. She goes, oh, this is nice. Okay, he's like,
oh, you think I ain't got more than this? I'll get another one.
What's the shirt say?
Masks are cool, and it's all right. Superhero masks.
Oh, yeah. All right, sure. This kid gets it.
Let's get this kid on the show.
I can't say that I can't relate to this kid. Getting a little tire pump from the hot Latina woman. Not like that, but yeah. I wonder if there's anything prior happening. If you ever talked to her before the game. She was talking to him.
Like if they've been hanging out?
Yeah, she'd been trying to talk to him.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's standing on the seat. That's how small he is for those just listening. Like he is a child.
This kid's going to have a long life of Riz. That's stellar right there, man. Yeah, good for this kid.
That's nice.
Get him on the... not the Denzel. Not the Denzel gift, dude.
For for Shizzle.
For Shizzle, that kid. For Shizzle, that kid. That guy's gonna be sorry.
For Rizzle,
my nizzle, meaning my bad. Yeah,
that's so funny, man.
Hey, yeah, we'll wrap it up right there. I think. Well, we have a lot of 134. I'll be good
right there.
Grateful. Thanks for everybody for the nice comments and the kind words about Eric Decker.
Yeah.
By the way, we had a great talk with him last week.
It was a great episode.
It was a guy. That guy's the man.
Yeah.
I like. Some people said it's almost like there's a guest every week because there's a lot of different opinions in this room, which I figure. Yeah.
I like that.
But it's good to have other people in here and talk about them. We get in our own lives and our own heads a lot. But grateful for the. I don't know, man. I was gonna say reach out for support. How about we put the suicide hotline on the bottom?
We can definitely do that.
Yeah. The episode.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are reaching out. I feel like, you know, I don't know, burden for a lot of people like that. Because when it comes so close to you that you're like, man, there's a lot of people holding on for dear life, man.
Yeah.
And we're going out. Speaking of, we'll give you a little tire pump. We're going out on the road. Did we say this already or not?
We did not run these yet.
We're going to Fayetteville, North Carolina. And that is, we're going Friday. Saturday, Sunday, we're in Charlotte. Come hang out with us. Me, I guess. The rest of the cast is not going to be there, but... Clear Lake, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, Kansas City, Athens, Savannah, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, Asheville, North Carolina. Then we go into Jacksonville, Tampa, Fort Myers, Fort Collins, Grand Junction, Boise, Idaho, Louisville, Washington, D.C., Salt Lake City, Colorado Springs, Sacramento, Fresno, Thousand Oaks, Las Vegas, San Diego, Anaheim. And the tour ends July 21st in the home of the Amish, Goshen, Indiana, baby. Let's go. Net positive. See you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.